You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 12th, and we are covering an earthquake that hit China at a 7.8 on the Richter scale. So far, reports that are five people were killed. Also, tornadoes over the weekend killed at least 22 people. And we're also taking a look at the presidential race. And part of that discussion has to do with voters. The fight over voter ID requirements is heating up all over the country. Last month, the Supreme Court upheld Indiana's voter ID law, which required that voters prove their identity at the polls with a government-issued ID. This week, Missouri's legislature is considering support for a constitutional amendment that would require people to prove their citizenship in order to register to vote. So that is a step up in the requirement. Ian Urbana of the New York Times was in Missouri waiting for the Supreme Court decision on Indiana. And Ian, it just seems like overkill for a problem that no one can seem to prove, this notion that illegal immigrants are voting illegally or that there is this massive amount of fraud related to registration or voting. What's really happening here?
Well, the supporters of, you know, increased restrictions would say it's not overkill. Simply what they're trying to do is create law that helps enforce what's already required. So in the state, you're not allowed to vote if you're not a legal citizen. But there's really been no method for ensuring that is carried through. And the lawmakers in Missouri are saying, well, let's enact law that makes sure that, you know, that's enforced. And just to clarify, they're seeking to tweak the amendment, to amend the Constitution so that legislation can be passed. It's the legislation itself that would require voters to prove their citizenship before they can register. The amendment is just opening the door for that.
Because it's actually a long process. You have to get approval from the legislature, approval of the governor, approval by the voters in an August referendum. Let's just take a look at Arizona. That's the only other state that has a similar ID requirement, that, which was enacted in 2004. How does it work there? Was it effective?
Well, it all depends on who you ask. I mean, and it's also fairly early to be able to judge because there's not much data. There is a lawsuit in Arizona that is starting to comb through some of the initial data. You know, the law has been in effect in Arizona since 2004, so there have been a couple of elections since. There's a lawsuit still seeking to overturn it, and from that lawsuit, some county records were released through discovery, which we got, and those indicate that 38,000 voter registration cards were thrown out, and of those, 70% of them were from people who, you know, under oath stated they were born in the U.S. So the concern here is that in trying to prevent non-citizens from voting, you may actually disenfranchise eligible voters and U.S. citizens.
And that's the concern of the Missouri Secretary of State, who says she opposes the measure, Robin Carnahan, and estimates that it could disenfranchise up to 240,000 state residents. How does she make that calculation?
Well, she makes it based on, it's a complicated history, but in 2006 in Missouri, a photo ID law was passed. It was very controversial. It went all the way up to the state Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court said, no, this is not legitimate. It's unconstitutional. It would entail too much of a burden on voters, and it would disenfranchise people. So that law was overturned by the state Supreme Court on constitutional grounds. So lawmakers then said, well, let's change the Constitution, and that's what's going on now.
I see.
Carnahan, Secretary of State, from data that came from that initial law, analyzing how many registered voters would have been affected by that photo ID law, which is less strict than the one that's being considered now, how many voters would be disenfranchised, and
so
analyzing
essentially,
the records.
So essentially, Ian, the stakes are very, very high. Ian Urbina, New York Times, many thanks.
Thank you.